I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi Goldhawk, and welcome to the best hour of radio. I'm really excited today. One of my really good friends, I'm going to have the opportunity to reconnect with him. His name is Angelo Romora. He and I have known each other for a good number of years, and I'm excited not only to see what he is up to, but to have a conversation about the real estate agents and some of the biggest challenges that real estate agents are facing these days. And of course, getting leads are really important for you real estate agents out there. So we're going to talk about that. And Angelo is one of those guys that not only has a very infectious personality, but knows a lot about real estate investing, both on the agent side, the wholesaling side, the turnkey side, and the buy and hold side for investors. He's worked with many investors, not only domestically, but also internationally, and really knows his stuff. So I figured it's time to bring him on, and I'm really excited to pick his brain. Angelo, welcome to the show, my friend.
Abhi, thanks for having me, mate. And just to start off, I'm super excited being on, and I know this is going to be the most listened show, so you're welcome.
Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate that. tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do to get us started.
Yeah, so look, Angelo Romora is my name, of course. Thanks for the introduction. I'm known as the real estate dinger here in the U.S., believe it or not. A little bit of a quirky tagline there. But I moved here around 6 years ago. With a big dream to, you know, succeed in real estate, to provide a better financial future for my loved ones and myself. And, kind of backtracking a little bit before I go forward, I quit school at the age of 14. So I've got no formal education whatsoever. I can hardly type. I can hardly read. My math skills are poor and my grammar skills are even worse. So, if I can do it, anyone can. I was fortunate enough to become a professional soccer player at the age of 18, which was by far, the biggest achievement of my life to date. And then I reluctantly decided to hang up the boots and kind of look at what I can do next and caught the real estate bug started building my portfolio in Australia. Quickly realized that, it's not sustainable buying million-dollar properties there and hoping they're going to appreciate in value more than what you're losing on your monthly mortgage repayment. And then, the U.S. real estate market came across my desk and, ended up here around 6 years ago. Didn't have much. I was, starting off with almost nothing. Made a lot of mistakes in Australia. I was paying way too much for properties and things didn't really work out there. And liquidated my portfolio over there and packed up my bags, moved here with whatever I could scrape by. And, fast forward to this day, Abhi, I have made millions in real estate. I've done over 500 buy, fix, and flips. I own a real estate investment company, a property management company, a real estate brokerage. I'm building a tech company, and I own real estate all over the world. So super humbled, super honored, and just happy to be doing what I'm doing, mate. The future's looking bright.
I love it, man. So help me understand. I do want to gear some of this conversation, of course, toward real estate agents. But you made a leap from Australia to the U.S., and you work with investors internationally. Help me understand the mindset of an investor that's outside the United States that's very interested in buying U.S. real estate. What are some of the mistakes they're making? What are some things that you suggest they should be looking for? Help me out here.
Yeah, so that's a great question, mate. And I'm glad that you're kind of getting nitty-gritty, so it's not just going to be another blasé interview, like most of them are.
But, hey, man, I got you.
Look, mate, but look, and I've spoken to thousands of investors, predominantly foreign or, you know, out of state. So we're based in Ohio. And the big mistake that I see literally every investor making, and that is they focus on the stats and demographics of a particular area, right? So they can punch a few numbers into a Google search and they read a few articles and read a few stats, and all of a sudden they think they're experts in the field. And that's not just how it goes, right? It's completely the opposite. And something that I always advise everyone, and I mean everyone, is I tell them, look, flip it the other way around. So first of all, you have to establish trust and relationships with key individuals on the ground that can help you in your real estate endeavors, right? So be it a real estate agent, a property management company, a contractor, an attorney, an accountant, a title company. You know, all of these people are, you know, key to your success when it comes to real estate investing. And once you have found the right people that genuinely have that, you know, delay gratification type mindset, they're not after making a quick buck today, because real estate is a long-term game. It's not a one-night stand. It literally is a marriage, right? Things don't happen overnight. It's going to take 5, 10, or 15 years before you can build a lasting and you know, successful portfolio.
That's right.
So those are the type of people that you have to focus on establishing trust and relationships with, someone that understands what delayed gratification is. Only when you've found the trustworthy people and you've built your team, that is when you start digging into the stats and demographics of a particular area. Do the numbers make sense? Is the cash flow great? Are there enough distressed properties? You know, and all of those things. So that's, you know, my advice is always the same to everyone. Focus on the people first. Once you've found the people, then start researching the actual stats and demographics of a particular area.
That's right. And especially for international investors, that is really, really important. I'm a huge fan of what you just said, man. You know, if you don't have the right team, guess what's not going to happen? Your return is not going to happen. You're not going to be buying right. If you don't understand the local economics, if you're not paying attention to what's going on in the state, in the city, in the county, in the neighborhood, and then the sub market, or sometimes the block by block, you're just not doing your homework and due diligence. And that's a major challenge right now, especially for international investors that are maybe buying one or two or three properties at a time. Before we talk a little bit about real estate agents and how they can start generating leads and some of their biggest challenges, I know you have a crystal ball, man. I'm still like working with my snow globe here. Where do you think the real estate market is in terms of affordability, in terms of just your gut feel right now nationwide?
So great question, mate. Let's crystal ball analysis, right? I'm Nostradamus. Let me put his hat on for a second. now, look, mate, you know, I attend a lot of conferences nationwide, and I do a lot of speaking. And what I've been hearing is everyone's talking about a lack of inventory, right? And that kind of, in my eyes, is worrisome. Because if there's a lack of inventory, you know, it means that there's not enough supply and the demand is high, and that drives prices up, and everyone's already saying how everything is ridiculously expensive, you know, blah, blah, blah. So this is what I can say, mate, and it might be a little bit biased, but hey, I'm in the Midwest, I'm in Ohio, and I feel like a kid in a candy store. I mean, we've got so much inventory here that it's mind-boggling. I feel like there's deals falling off trees. And I'm not the only one saying the same thing. I mean, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana. There are so many opportunities here right now. The cash flow makes sense. You can buy distressed assets. You know, so look, my, you know, the number one rule of real estate, Arby, is buy low, right? And sell high. I mean, that should be the number one rule of every type of investment vehicle. So if you're kind of squeezed out of some of the markets on the East Coast and West Coast, and if you've already invested in those markets and you've realized a large capital gain, well, bloody sell your properties and move your money to the Midwest, first of all. Second of all, well, if you haven't entered the market yet and you're looking at entering the market, forget about buying in an expensive market where there's not enough supply, right? Because you're going to be bidding against someone else, and that in return is going to make you pay more. You should also try and look into the Midwest, and once again, find the right people first before you actually start looking at the stats and demographics of a particular state or a city.
Yep, that's right. Now, it's interesting. I was supposed to be at IMN, and I really appreciate when you are on stage and you're on a panel, you always let folks know, like, it just depends on where you're looking. If you're going to look for property in California and expect to have deals falling out of trees, yeah, that's a very unrealistic time frame, and it's a very unrealistic perspective. But if you're looking somewhere like in the Midwest, you know what? You have a lot more opportunities. So Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. Get in touch with Angelo. Check out agentscomefirst.com. We're gearing up now to start talking about the real estate agent conversation and how you can find deals, how you can find buyers, how you can find leads, and really, what are some of your challenges right now? More with Angelo when we come back. Get in touch with me. If you have any questions at all, go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine at Barnes & Noble. And you know what? Stick around. It's just getting warmed up.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Visit thinkrealty.com to register for this two-day, power-packed event to make deals, network, and learn from some of the biggest names in real estate today, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Go to thinkrealty.com to become a free Think Realty member and get discounted early bird tickets to this Atlanta event and more. That's thinkrealty.com.
Urgent. Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at homeinvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is a smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to homeinvest.com/1031 now. Home Invest, smart real estate investing.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Avi. My guest today is Angelo Romora. And you know what? He's like an all-knowing kind of guy when it comes to investing, when it comes to real estate agents, and of course, all things soccer. Angelo, we never had an opportunity to catch up, but man, soccer. What did you think? Super cool, huh?
Dude, ecstatic, mate. I was fortunate to be in Croatia for a couple of weeks, and I was there for the group stages. And, you know, coming from a soccer background and playing professional soccer and just living in Croatia and playing there, too, for a while, it's chaotic, Abi. I mean, you know, we're talking about a, you know, war-torn country, a former communist regime. Very poor, right? There's not much going on over there except, you know, the passion for soccer or football, you know, the way it should be called. And, mate, it was just an amazing experience. And for a country of less than 4 million people to get to the final of the World Cup, I mean,
yeah,
they're still
incredible.
Talking about it. Incredible, Abi. They're going to be talking about it for years. It's the biggest achievement in the history of mankind for this country. And look, you know, literally when the players were coming back to town and they had a big welcoming party, there was like 550,000 people, which is like a quarter of the country's population, right? It's half the city there. The Zagreb is the capital. Everyone was on the street. They were all waving flags. They were all lighting flares. And it was just absolute insanity, mate. So that was kind of, you know, my last couple of weeks. It was just a very exciting time for me, you know, being partially Croatian with my parents being Croatian and looking at all of this cool stuff unfold, mate. But I think we should segue because if you get me started on soccer, I'll talk to you about it for hours.
No, for sure. Let's talk about then the challenges real estate agents have. So many of them, I'm sure, if you're new, if you're seasoned even, you're looking at the market, you're like, wow, it's ablaze. There's so much opportunity. But there are also challenges. What are some of the biggest challenges that real estate agents face today?
Yeah, mate. So look, in my opinion, by far the biggest challenge that I think a lot of these guys are facing is the fact that they have to split their commission with their brokers. I'm a big fan of 100% commission brokerages. I'm a big fan of brokerages that are focusing on tech. And I think that, you know, the world of real estate and, you know, in particularly real estate agents, brokerages, title companies and lenders, you know, I think they're all dinosaurs or they're becoming dinosaurs because in the way that they conduct business. And if you look at other industries and how much disruption has happened, like in the hotel industry with Airbnb and the taxi, you know, with Uber and you know, I can go on and on and on about disruption happening across the board there. And real estate is one of the only industries that has not had any disruption yet. So look, you know, I guess you're backtracking a little bit there. I think that agents, the ones that, you know, want to call it a full-time job, they tend to work really, really hard to get leads, right? And they finally get a lead and they list the property. And then 3 months later, after working with the buyer's agent and the title company and the building inspector and the appraiser and the lender, you know, they make the sale. And then only for the broker to come in and take away 30, 40, or 50% of their commission. The broker, in my eyes, does not do much work to deserve that kind of pay. They just have this big stereotypical brand name, which based, you know, after a lot of research that I've done, it doesn't really lead to anything. Like, you know, a consumer is going to choose a real estate agent based on who they are, not who their broker is. And I think the stats show that only 3% of the time a consumer chooses a real estate agent based on who the broker is. And Abi, as you know, Matt, you've been in the industry for a long time. People buy people. I'm buying you. I'm not buying your broker, right? So it's very important that you know, agents are, you know, savvy and they understand what's going on in the market because I think a new breed is coming along and they're 100% commission brokers. And I think they're gonna change the real estate world for the better, where agents are gonna start keeping all of the money that they deservedly should.
I really like that perspective. I really like that perspective because agents do a lot of work. And sometimes that work goes a little unnoticed, for sure. What are some of the things that real estate agents then can do in today's market to obviously generate some more leads and maybe also to find buyers? Because I'm sure that's a concern that's always going to be in that camp, right?
Yeah. So, mate, look, I think that there's going to be a lot of experts out there in trying to, you know, sway into some kind of magic pill, right? If you go down this path, you know, you're going to generate a ton of leads. And in my experience, in building a, first of all, real estate investment company, and the lead flow that we generate, I think it's a miracle to this day. And think about it, Arby. We get investors buying our product sight unseen in a city that they're never going to visit through a person that they've never met. And they will wire a lot of money to purchase these properties from us, right? So that, in my opinion, is kind of a miracle in itself. And if someone asked me, you know, Angelo, how did you go about drumming up all those leads? And how do people know who you are? And why do they trust you so much? Look, all good things take time. So for a real estate agent to kind of generate the leads and to do amazing business like I have in the real estate investment world, I don't believe in talent, Avi. I believe in hard work. Right, coming from where I have, without any formal education, you know, I'm not the most sophisticated guy when it comes to a lot of things. But I'll tell you one thing: no one can outwork me. I work from dusk till dawn, and I'm always chasing. And you know, when it comes to real estate agents, I mean, it just comes down to the numbers, right? How many people do you meet on a daily basis? How many cold calls do you make? How many doors do you knock on? How many flyers do you give away? How many business cards do you give to other, you know, individuals or real estate agents? How many networking events do you attend? How many times do you post on social media? How many emails do you send? How many people do you have in your database, right? So it all comes down to the numbers. The more you commit to working those numbers, eventually more people will know who you are, right? And that will lead to business. And then, in my opinion, something that we have done amazingly well and why we now as a real estate investment company get so much you know, leads through a higher cash flow is just word of mouth and referrals. When you finally do get that lead, when you do get that listing, you have to give them an amazing experience. You have to go above and beyond for that individual. And actually, for that fact, Arby, you have to go above and beyond for every individual. But I think it's very, very important, you know, when you're first starting out, to go above and beyond for those first 10, 15, or 20 buyers or sellers. Because then they become raving fans. They tell mom, dad, brother, sister, cousin, friend. And then all of a sudden, you've got the snowball effect where you start generating more leads, more business, and, you know, sky's the limit after that. You know, and then what tends to happen, I'm going to shut up here, so bear with me for a second. Mate, what tends to happen is, you know, you're a couple of years in the business now, you've done well, and now you're kind of starting to make a little bit of money, and you're like, okay, you know what? Well, I don't really feel like going and banging on those doors today or manually giving out business cards. How can I employ a few people to do all that stuff for me? Right, and that's when the magic really happens because now you've got people on board, and they're so important to, you know, building a successful company, having the right people.
Couldn't agree with you more, 110%. I mean, I think what you have showcased with Ohio Cashflow and now List and Sell, I think it's really, really interesting. I think real estate agents, if they're not putting the time in to either network, give out more business cards, and you and I met long, long time ago at the REI Expo, which then turned into Think Realty. You were always there. If there's one thing that I remember about Angelo Romora is he was always connecting with people. He always had really good, valuable insight and information, not only on deals, but then also markets. And then he was also the ultimate connector. If real estate agents take a very same approach, what happens then is you have a scalability of network, and all of a sudden, you have deals coming to you left and right. So I think that's really a fantastic point. I think Realty Nation, we have to go to break though. More with Angelo when we come back. Check him out at agentscomefirst.com, also ohiocashflow.com. And he is very active as well everywhere on social media. It's hard to miss him. So check him out on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Instagram. He is really, really an influencer that everyone should follow. Have questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Next up, Well, it's not the power play yet. I was going to say it's the power play. Power play with Greg Grand is coming up. I want to talk more about agents. I want to talk more about the 100% commission model because I think that's very interesting coming up. So that's what's next. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. We're back. My guest and good friend, Angelo Romora, from List & Sell, is on the air with me. We're answering some questions about real estate agents and helping y'all grow the business because, you know what? It's important. You're the bedrock of getting good deals. And I know when I'm looking for deals, I'm calling on my real estate agents to help me out here locally in Atlanta and the Southeast. So it's cool. I love you agents, especially those that are hustling and especially those that are paying attention to the needs of investors and, of course, the needs of your end retail buyers. Angelo, quick question for you. I know the 100% brokerage kind of the 100% commission brokerages are coming out, right? Can you talk to me a little bit about the pros and cons of that? Because there might be that agent that says, well, if the brokerage isn't really getting any money, then how can I, as a real estate agent, be supported properly for education, for growth, and is it really for me?
Mate, so that's a great question. And look, so at the end of the day, mate, you know, I honestly think that brokers have taken their agents for granted. And this has been happening for a very long time now. They focus on recruiting you, and then as soon as they recruit you, they pretty much, you know, let you be. And they don't really offer you any value or support or training for that fact. But they do love to come and take away your commission. So that's kind of my opinion with, you know, how traditional commission split brokerages have been operating within their business. You know, if you look at the INC's 5,000 list of fastest growing companies from a real estate brokerage standpoint, you're not going to find any traditional broker on there. It's all 100% commission brokers. Why? Because once again, mate, everyone wants to keep what they earn because they're the ones that are, you know, generating the leads, doing the business, making the sales, and doing all of the work. So I honestly think, mate, in the very, very near future, Abby, first of all, I think that commission split brokers are going to be out of business. And second of all, I truly believe that there's going to be a huge disruption in the real estate industry where a company, a startup, a tech product is going to jump in bed with the NAR, and they're going to make a decision, and they're going to lobby to change the legislation where real estate agents are no longer going to have to place their license under a brokerage. You know, imagine that. Imagine if you could get your real estate license and you don't need to join a REMAX or a Coldwell Banker or a Keller Williams. You can be kept accountable and honest by a tech company or a tech product on a statewide or nationwide level. So that's kind of my prediction for the future. So now you're probably thinking to yourself, well, okay, well, that's great. So how does 100% commission broker, you know, succeed and continue to exist if, you know, agents no longer have to put their license under any broker?
That's right. Exactly.
Well, that's something that I am trying to disrupt and I'm working on with you know, my tech company. So in return, mate, if agents no longer need to place their license under a brokerage, the only thing that I think is going to keep them around and staying with a company, which is a brokerage right now, is going to be the tech, right? I think that technology has to play a big part in a real estate agent's day-to-day business, right? And I think that a lot of brokerages out there are not focusing on tech, Abby. They are all sales organizations. And if they do have tech, it's white label software from third-party providers that they combine into this bundle of crap, right, and they're calling it tech. Well, guess what? It's not tech. It's not intellectual property. You've white labeled it from someone else. And there's only two companies off the top of my head right now, mate, that I know are truly building tech. One of them is Redfin, and the other is Compass. They're one of the biggest, you know, real estate brokerages in the country. They're focused on tech because they see what's happening. They see that the whole world is going down the tech path. Digital, you know, virtual reality, augmented reality, artificial intelligence, even robotics. Like, you know, blockchain is a big one now too. So, you know, once again, I believe that, first of all, mate, brokers are, you know, they're going to become extinct in the near future. And the only way that any one of these real estate brokerages can truly continue existing and staying in business and doing well is if they focus on tech and they give value to the agents through the tech. And that tech has to help agents do their job successfully. So, you know, that's kind of my vision. And, you know, I know it's a little bit futuristic, mate, but, hey, if we're not thinking forward, you know, what are we thinking?
No, that's fair. I know there's definitely a blockchain conversation there. So let's touch base on that in a second. What do you think then about, let's say, a flat fee in place of a percentage of commission that can be good for seasoned agents doing your bigger deals? Have you seen that to impact the newer agents doing smaller deals at all? What's your thought there?
Yeah, so look, I'm seeing a lot of companies trying the flat fee model, you know, where a consumer can go onto their website and, you know, submit all of the listing information, and then that particular company is just going to list the property on their platform and hope that a buyer's agent is going to come along and you know, convert their buyer into purchasing that property. I don't believe in the model, Arby, because people buy people, right? And I think that a real estate agent is still an integral part to making a transaction happen. And unless someone invents some kind of robot and we reach the point of similarity and robots can go out and sell properties, you know, I think that a real estate agent is still going to be an integral part to a real estate transaction. You know, there's a lot of iBuyers out there like Opendoor, OfferPad, Zillow Instant Offers, Knock, where they will literally buy your property from you at a discounted price. I also don't believe this business model is scalable. You know, I'm a big believer in people, mate. I love people. And, you know, I want to give all the tools to agents so they can do their job successfully. And I want them to be rewarded for that. And that's why, you know, we've also got the 100% commission model. But I think that tech is truly going to be, you know, a fundamental part to the ongoing success of not just any real estate agent, but a real estate brokerage, a title company, a lender, real estate investors, Arby. I mean, everything. Like, you know, I just bought a condo in Chicago. And you know, there's like so much tech happening out there where you can order groceries online. They'll deliver it to your doorstep. They'll take it up to your apartment. They'll open the door for you. And they'll even, you know, put everything in your fridge. And it's all tech. It's all tech related. You know what I mean? It's just amazing what's going on in the world. And if we're not keeping up with current times, mate, like I don't think a lot of real estate agents and brokerages are. They're going to be left behind, and they're going to be dinosaurs.
What do you think about Zillow kind of Uberizing real estate brokerages? Do you think that's going to – is that some of the tech play that you're referring to? And if so, do you think that's going to have a major impact in the space?
So what I think Zillow initially was kind of established to completely eliminate real estate agents. And they didn't do that successfully because they were before their time. And then they kind of went down the path of, you know, working with real estate agents, which they've done really well. And now they've got this instant office thing where we're trying to kind of eliminate a real estate agent again, even though they're saying, you know, they're not trying to do that. Arby, look, once again, mate, I think that real estate agents, the good ones, play an integral part to making a transaction successful. So anyone, no matter how tech-focused and orientated you are, a real estate agent is still a big part to a transaction, and they have to be in that transaction no matter what. That's my belief. That's my opinion. I think that tech just has to make things quicker, more efficient, and, you know, and it has to help real estate agents do their job better. You know, all of these other companies out there that are doing all kinds of weird stuff with artificial intelligence, and look, I think that's a long, long way away. You know, I still think that, you know, real estate agents are here to stay. And look, in my opinion, mate, title companies are done very soon. You know, blockchain is taking over there. And then the next to go is going to be real estate brokerages, as I mentioned. I really don't think there's a need for them. They are an unwanted middleman that does nothing but makes everything. And then, look, to be honest with you, even real estate agents need to be worried about their roles, but I think that's a separate discussion.
Yeah.
And that might come in the next 30 or 40 years. If we generally do have some kind of robots walking around.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, Matt, that's all the time that we have today. I certainly appreciate you jumping on the air with me and sharing your thoughts about both the real estate investor side on the international perspective and the real estate agent side. So I appreciate you, mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, mate.
You got it. Think Realty Nation. Check them out, agentscomefirst.com and also ohiocashflow.com. This is one of my good friends, Angelo Romora. And don't go anywhere. You know what's next? It's the Power Play with me, Greg Rand, and a microphone. It's radio, especially real estate radio, that you can't miss. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
Urgent. Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at homeinvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to homeinvest.com/1031 now. Home Invest, smart real estate investing.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to recovcodirect.com. That's recovcodirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Avi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Rand. Think Realty Nation, we are back. It's Avi Golhar, and it's the Power Play with Greg Rand, me, and a microphone. I'm still working on that mascot for you, Think Realty Nation. We'll have one figured out at some point in time, but I wanted to make sure that we talked a little bit about real estate agents today. For all of our real estate agent friends that are listening, this last 10 minutes is for you. Greg, I think one of the biggest challenges that real estate agents face is how to work with and how to get educated on the real estate investor space, because sometimes it's really foreign to them. They don't have the resources. Maybe they don't understand it. Maybe they're getting calls from investor after investor after investor,
now that the real estate market is hot again, and saying, hey, can you just pull a bunch of comps? And some real estate agents, I don't blame them, will get frustrated with dealing with investors and the changing buy box and all this stuff. What are some initial advice and talking points that you and I can address for real estate agents?
Great question. By the way, you got to start saying two guys and two microphones. I think people are picturing you and I like huddling together, like people drinking two straws out of a milkshake.
That,
like,
you know what? That could be a very interesting time.
It's a great question. So here's the first thing: is that the real estate industry, okay, the national real estate brands, Coldwell Banker, Remax, Keller Williams, plus the national portals and the multiple listing service and a million realtors, they're the home ownership business. They're not the real estate business. All right. I know this because I come from that world. We were the leading trainers. When Own America was first formed in 2010, our first product was a certification training program for real estate agents to become investment specialists, because we thought back in 2010 that an investment boom was letting loose and there wasn't a national organization around of real estate brokers to service investors. And here's what I learned. They don't care. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the good news for anybody who's in the business. Your competition doesn't care. They don't know what they're doing. There is no training inside of the real estate apparatus on how to do real estate investment. There is no desire among the leadership of the national real estate companies, the regional real estate companies, the Zillows and Trulia. There's no interest. There's no interest in that entire industry leadership strategic hierarchy to help investors. And all you have to do is go survey 10,000 investors and you'll find 10,000 people who say realtors are really of no use. So why is that an awesome opportunity? Because realtors are always in a 40-way tug of war over every piece of business.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, if you're in the real estate brokerage business, if you're a real estate agent, this is a reality. Everyone thinks you're all the same. Okay? People think that realtors are all the same. Why do? And I come from this world. I can be blunt because I came out of that world. I ran a real estate company with 1,000 real estate agents up in New York. That was my first big P&L to run back in my 20s into my 30s. And I know that the industry, the companies have different colors. They have different names. They sell the exact same inventory. It's called the MLS. They list property the exact same way. It's called the MLS. They generate leads the exact same way. They charge the customers the exact same way, and they charge them the exact same thing. Now, people will tell me that that's not true because there are some upstarts who are discounters here and there. That entire industry focuses on one thing: keeping their real estate agents happy and recruiting somebody else's real estate agent who isn't happy. That's it. Sum total of all the strategies. So if you're a real estate agent and you want to specialize in what the National Association of Realtors says is one in every five or one in every four transactions nationwide are investor transactions, this is a gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the old analogy, right? When the angry grizzly bear comes into the campsite and one of the guys in the campsite starts putting his sneakers on, and the other guys say, why are you putting your sneakers on? You can't outrun a bear. And the answer he said was, I don't have to outrun the bear. I have to outrun you clowns, right?
That's right.
All you have to do as a real estate agent is understand. I'll give you three things that if you know these things, you are now one of the smartest real estate agents in town for investors. Number one, investors are not all bottom feeding vultures. Some of them are. But when a phone call comes into a real estate office saying, I'm an investor, most real estate agents are like, ugh. Because a lot of investors come out of seminars thinking they're going to buy houses at half price. Like, my business strategy is I'm going to buy foreclosures at half price. That's some brilliant idea, right?
Right.
Real estate agents broad brush all investors as being those bottom feeding vultures. And yet, there's lots of investors out there that are paying market price for houses who are then renting them out. Now, what do you need to know to be really good at this for them? Number one, know what the rental market is in your area. You take any decent real estate agent and show them a picture of a house and give them an address of a house in their key market, they're going to be able to tell you in 5 seconds what that house is worth. All right. So here's an address. What's it worth? That's worth $375. What would it rent for? I don't know. Right. So they don't know. If you know what a house is worth, and then you also know based on the same principles, you comp it, you pay attention to the comps. So you know that that $300,000 house would rent for $1,600 a month. And then you learn how to do the yield calculation. Right. On another show, we'll go through this, but the yield calculation is what is the rent minus the taxes, minus the insurance, minus a property management fee of, say, 8%, minus maintenance reserves of, say, 10%, minus your insurance. What is left over is called your net operating income. Mm-hmm. If you defy that number by the price of the house, you get the cap rate or the net yield. If you know that formula, and you know not just that houses in this neighborhood sell for $175 to $200, but you also know they rent for $950 to $1,100, and then you also know that they yield between 5.75% and 6.5%, those last two things that I just named make you the smartest investment agent in that town. Just by virtue of knowing the inventory. Like, the first thing they teach you in real estate is learn your inventory.
Yeah.
But just learn your inventory, not just from the standpoint of what it's worth, but what it rents for and therefore what it would yield as an investment.
It's a small tweak. It's such a small, easy tweak to make, which then, like you said, puts you above – it sets you apart. You're cut above the rest. And now investors will start taking you significantly more seriously. You're more marketable. And guess what? You have more tools in your toolbox. And now you have committed investors that have money on the table. They want to act fast, and you're not waiting around for 60 to 90 to 120 days for a retail closing.
Yeah, and here's a real winning thing, okay? So real estate agents are hearing me say this, and I know that the investors are cheering me on because I'm being smarmy about it, right? And I know that the real estate agents are saying two things. One, this guy makes some sense, but he's got an attitude problem. But number two, I don't know if I want to learn all that math. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'll just go out and I'll fight over the same piece of meat. Like, real estate agents are like pit bulls in a meat truck, right? And they're all going after the exact same thing. While over here is a very unsatisfied customer. But it's a low-end customer, quote unquote. They only buy $100,000 houses. I want to be a luxury agent. I went to the convention and I decided that I want to be a luxury market real estate agent. Well, how about this for a hack, right? If you became the investment specialist in your market, you might be the only person talking about it. And I don't mean come to me and I'll find you half-price foreclosures. I mean come to me and I'll help you allocate assets for your future into real estate. If you live in blank town and you think you'd like to increase your holdings in blank town, I can help you invest in income property in this area. You do the seminar, or you put that out there in your marketing. You put that content out there in your social media. You engage people that have what? Money. They have money they want to use to create an investment portfolio. If after you help people do that, where they own $1 million house they live in, you didn't sell it to them, but they own six other houses worth collectively $800,000, and they want to go to $1 million or $2 million worth of investment property holdings, and they decide they want to buy another house to live in, do you have a shot at them? Is this an end around to get you into the luxury market? Because you get hooked in with luxury moneyed clients, but instead of asking about their primary residence, you're asking about their investment portfolio. Now you're in the family. Now you're adding value. And now when it comes time, you can say, hey, look, I know that you bought that house from Penelope, but when you buy your next house, you realize, of course, that I do more than just investment property. I can sell you a luxury home for you to live in also. And they go, you know what? Penelope was cruelest. You're right. You know, Penelope's, you can picture Penelope, can't you? She has the cat on her lap and she's got the cigarette on the holder.
You don't need that.
I sell all the luxury real estate in town, darling.
Yeah. And to piggyback on that, another hack as we close out the show is now you start taking these conversations, you put them into a little ebook as a Q&A, and all of a sudden you have like a 10-page little ebook authored by you, written by you, with questions that you didn't come up with. Winner. And you start giving that out to investors and you start giving that out to clients, man, oh man, that just rocks everybody's world because you are cut above the rest. Think Realty Nation, that's the show. Always a fun time with you, Greg. We're doing it again tomorrow. So get in touch with us. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Find Greg at ownamerica.com. Pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine at Barnes & Noble. And until next time, Think Realty Nation, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Biz Talk Radio.